HarperCollins presents Impractical Magic by Emily Grimoire. Read by Kate Hanford. Reality is always poor, weak stuff compared to magic. Orson Welles. Chapter 1. Look Homeward, Witch. As her Uber wheezed its way over the hill, Scarlett sat in the back, nervously sipping a coffee she should never have bought at all. She had a knot in her stomach, and the venti cappuccino with double espresso only tied it tighter. Scarlett peered suspiciously out the window. Down in the valley, Oak Haven hid coyly behind a veil of autumn leaves, which made a patchwork quilt of crimson, amber, and evergreen. But she could still make out the roofs of familiar buildings, the curlicue of smoke from the tea shop chimney, the steeple of the local church. The distant town looked cozy and familiar. But there was a certain tremor in the air. Something pricked at the edges of Scarlett's vision. Has something changed down there? She wondered. Is something wrong? Or does it just seem different because I am? Scarlett hadn't intended to return to Oak Haven until she was carried there in a pine box, but her sister Delilah's voicemail carried her trademark "don't question me" tone, all urgency and veiled accusation. Was there a fire at the family inn? Was there a corpse? Several? Delilah didn't say. The thought of returning home filled Scarlett with a nausea-inducing blend of gleeful anticipation and overwhelming dread. There was so much wonderful waiting for her down in that valley, and so much awful. And then there was Nate, who was both. "Excuse me, miss?" Marty, the Uber driver, tapped his phone. "My GPS seems to be on the fritz. The address you gave me isn't registering." "Yeah," Scarlett said resignedly. "That'll happen. Don't worry, I know where I'm going. Unfortunately." "Sorry, what was that last part?" "Nothing, Marty." The closer Scarlett got to home, the tighter that knot in her stomach became. This is a mistake, she thought. No matter what Delilah said, I shouldn't have come back. I don't have the right. Not after what I did. But too late now. Take the next left. As the car approached the town center, Scarlett saw something shocking. Something appalling. Something she'd never seen in Oak Haven and never thought she'd see if she lived 1,000 years. A bright orange sign shaped like a diamond. Roadwork ahead. Roadwork? "You're in New England," mansplained Marty. "There's always roadwork due to the harsh weather. It's just a part of living here." "Yeah, I grew up here. I'm familiar with the weather. But roadwork doesn't exist in Oak Haven. We fix our roads with magic." He laughed. "That sure would be nice, wouldn't it? Just get Glinda out here to snap her fingers." "I'm not joking. I'm a witch. My sisters are witches. All the women in Oak Haven are witches."
"Uh-huh. Sure. Of course you are. I guess even the yellow brick road gets the occasional pothole, huh?"
Whatever, Scarlett thought. It didn't matter if he believed her. He'd forget the entire conversation in about 15 minutes. "Just take a right up here." In a region known for its crisp autumn air and cozy clapboard houses and pumpkin spice everything, Oak Haven was by far the crispest, the coziest, the spiciest. The trees didn't limit themselves to the basic orange, red, and yellow. No, in Oak Haven, trees turned sparkling apricot and twinkling sangria and shimmering bronze. And it wasn't just about the foliage. The fall days were the perfect mix of warm sun and cool breeze, the evenings just chilly enough to demand a favorite sweater. The storefronts were adorned with wreaths of dried leaves and corn husks, while scarecrows stood vigil at every corner. Scarlett's hometown boasted more cider donut vendors.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?